band will take an international tour of some of the summer's local music festivals. The Argentinian bandoneon master Hector Del Corto is in the studio with his Eternal Tango Quintet. He'll offer us a live performance before heading uptown to Lincoln Center's Midsummer Night Swing, where he'll be performing later this evening. It's time for a sound check here at 93.9 WNYC and online at WNYC.org. I'm Chris Bannon, sitting in for John Schaefer.
To begin the program, I'm delighted to welcome the Hector Del Corto Eternal Tango Quintet with singer Roxanne Fontaine coming in a little bit later. The quintet will be performing in just a few hours uptown at the Lincoln Center Midsummer Night Swing Festival, but they're here in soundcheck right now. I'm just going to slip into my tango shoes, and Hector, let's tango. Suddenly, public radio is a lot sexier than it used to be. That was Hector Del Corto and the Eternal Tango Quintet. They'll be performing tonight at the Josie Robertson Plaza at Lincoln Center, part of the Midsummer Night Swing Festival. It starts at 6:30 p.m. Hector, thank you very much for coming, and that was beautiful. What was it called?
That was Evaristo Carriego, but thank you very much for inviting us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And is that a song that everyone who plays tango music would know? Is it part of the repertoire of tango players, Argentinian musicians?
It was part of the repertoire of Osvaldo Pugliese, which was an orchestra that was playing for 56 years.
Wow.
And I had the opportunity to play with this master. It's a big part of the history of tango.
When did this music first emerge? I know the first recordings were, you know, at the dawn of recording 100 years ago, but when did the music itself first appear?
Well, I think it's by the 1890s or something like that, if I'm wrong.
Well, you're the only authority here, so you can say whatever you want, really.
Yes, I wasn't there. So
you weren't there. You're a much younger man.
Yes,
exactly. You play in this instrument, you're the bandoneon, which to my eyes, unskilled as they are, looks a lot like an accordion, but it's not really, is it? How is it different?
Well, it's different in the way, first of all, the way it sounds. It has a different kind of tuning. Yes, it's actually... Well, the technical part is two reeds.
Right, we don't have time. We only have 1 hour today, so.
So it's more sweet or not too.
I think you're biased. And is it mechanically? It doesn't have a keyboard as such, correct? It has buttons. I saw you pushing.
It has buttons, and all the buttons are unorganized. There is no logic to it, so you have to memorize. And it's actually you see two keyboards, but it's four keyboards.
Oh my gosh!
Because when you push the bandoneon, it's going to sound a different note.
Not every bandoneon is different, right? I assume that they're at least basically they have the same arrangement.
Well, there are only two kinds, the chromatic, which is actually organized, and this one, which is the one
you like
that
the disorganized
we got in Argentina. Yes.
Yeah, it's much more fun. And I understand that you used to perform with another bandoneon master and a composer that many Americans know, Astor Piazzolla. Is that right?
Well, I had the opportunity to play with him when I was with Osvaldo Pugliese, and that was a big concert in Amsterdam, which has a DVD and a CD.
So those are available somewhere.
It was an historical also concert.
Is he a kind of intimidating figure for someone like you? I mean, he seems so dominant to us in the Northern Hemisphere. We don't get to hear about the other fantastic orchestras nearly as much. What do you do if you're in the same field to distinguish yourself, or how do you relate to that legacy?
Well, first of all, Astor Piazzolla was a master, and I believe in personality.
Yeah.
So I think that's the big difference between musicians who are masters and...
Personality.
Personality.
And in what ways? How does that push his presence that much further through? I mean, what do you think he had?
Well, he had a lot of energy. He was really a sharp guy.
Yeah.
He used to fish for sharks. So there you go.
So he's ready for the entertainment business, in other words.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And has any of that rubbed off on you? Do you feel like you are do you have a stage presence that you sort of turn on tonight at the Josie Robertson Plaza? Will we see a different Hector?
Oh, yes, definitely.
A little flashier?
Well, I don't know that people will see if I think each of us has a really great personality and to show off on the stage and by playing the instruments. We all have something to say. So.
Well, speaking of something to say, perhaps we should try another song to make sure that we get everything in. And I understand this features your singer.
Yes.
This is Roxana Fontan with the song Cantame from Hector Del Corto and the Eternal Tango Quintet.
Que tenés labia, contame una historia, métele con todo, no te hagas rogar, frename este absurdo girar en la soñar. Quítame esta mofa de verme por dentro y este olor a muerte de mi soledad. Contame una historia, mentime al oído la fábula dulce de un mundo querido, soñado y mejor. Abrime una puerta por donde se escape la fiebre del alma que huele a dolor. Contame una historia vos, que sos mi hermano. Volcame en la curda, que me haga sentir que aunque el mundo siga girando a los tumbos, aún vale la pena jugarse y vivir. Batime que existe, amigos derechos, mujeres enteras que saben querer, y tipos con tela que se abren el pecho si ven que la vida te puso en el riel. Batime la justa de un lecho de rosas. Estoy tan cansada de andar por andar. Contame una historia con gusto a otra cosa, y en la piel del alma ponele un disfraz. Contame una historia, mentime al oído la fábula dulce de un mundo querido, soñado y mejor. Abrime una puerta por donde se escape la fiebre del alma que huele a dolor. Contame una historia vos, que sos mi hermano. Volcame en la curva, que me haga sentir que aunque el mundo siga girando a los tumbos, aún vale la pena jugarse y vivir. Que aunque el mundo siga girando a los tumbos, aún vale la pena jugarse y vivir.
Lovely. I'll do what she says. Whatever she wants, I'll do it. That was Hector Del Corto and the Eternal Tango Quintet. They'll be playing tonight at Lincoln Center on the Josie Robertson Plaza as part of the Midsummer Night Swing Festival. And you can go up there and start tangoing at around 6:30 tonight. And Hector, I should ask you, is it hard to tango?
Well, you should ask my wife.
She has the broken toes to prove
well,
it?
She's a dancer.
Oh, she
so
is?
She will be teaching tonight at the Lincoln Center Summer Festival.
That's terrific. Has she taught you?
She tried.
Yeah? Yes. How many lessons do you think you made it through?
I think I took about two.
Two?
Yes, I had too much work washing dishes and all that stuff.
So. I understand. It's a very energetic and athletic kind of dance, isn't
it?
Yes, it takes a lot. Before we get any further, I would ask you actually to introduce the other musicians that you're playing with. Just tell me who we have in the studio.
Well, we have Nick Danielson on violin. We have Gustavo Casenave on piano. We have Pedro Giraudo on the bass. Roxana Fontan on the voice.
And have you all been, I think we talked a little bit before, you all have known each other, but you haven't necessarily all played together that much, is that right?
Well, this is the first time that this group plays together. Well, it's the second time, mm-hmm. I should say. But we all have different projects, and many times we join different projects. I play with Nick, I play with Gustavo plays with Pedro, I play with Pedro, and we mix.
As long as you keep the gigs going, that's all that really matters.
Yes.
That's good. And I noticed that, too, you've worked with an incredible variety of other performers as well. I was looking at your resume, you know, as we do for all applicants to the sound check, and I noticed you've worked with everyone from Tito Puente to Elvis Costello, Joe Lovano. Is it hard to get the bandoneon sort of into a different genre of music? Is it a struggle to play jazz, for instance?
It's very difficult to... what happened is all the musicians try to fit the bandoneon into the music instead of me trying to fit the bandoneon into the music. So most of the time they will play a tango and we'll do something with it. And right. Many times it comes really good.
Would you ever, do you ever feel like really rocking out and playing, you know, something by the Police, or have you ever tried it?
Actually, I played some rock, and I played with a group that is Tango Rock.
It
was a famous group 25 years ago in Argentina. It's called Alice.
Alice.
Yes.
And are those records still available? Do you think we could find those somewhere on the internet if we wanted to?
Well, I'm sure we will have new records.
Okay.
The old records, we will find it on the internet, yes.
That's terrific. And how do you feel about playing for dancers? Tonight you're going to be out at Lincoln Center, and you'll have, you know, hundreds of people who will be stumbling over each other and working their way through the tango, hopefully towards some amount of grace. How does it feel to maybe don't get to play for dancers that often?
Well, the truth is, when I started playing for dancers was in a show. I've been in a few shows, and then I said, well, I don't want to play anymore until I have my group and put something together. And people thought that they didn't want to play for dancers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of, he doesn't want to do
too snooty, you know, to play for the dancers. Yeah.
But my opinion is, if Mr. Freeze come to the dance floor and freeze everybody, I want them to be able to listen to the group and enjoy it too.
Right.
So I didn't think I was ready at the time to do it.
Well, before we get to your last song, which I understand is a modern piece, I'm curious about how the tango, the name of the quintet, the Eternal Tango Quintet, sort of says what happens to tango. It seems to come back every few years. There's a new renaissance of tango. What do you think is driving the current one?
Dancers.
Really?
Definitely. The dance is huge in United States and all over the world. You have at least 15 milongas in New York.
Is that right?
Yes.
And what's a milonga? I should have asked that before I agreed.
Yeah.
But
a milonga is a place where people go to dance tango. So some of them have live music and some of them have CDs, but then all of them go to dance, and they spend hours and hours there every day.
Wow. Well, I think we should send people to their milonga right now for this last song. What's the last song you're going to play?
Last song is Michelangelo 70, which is a Piazzolla tune. It's more modern, but I choose that because I think it's danceable too.
Well, fantastic. We'll be standing by. Hector Del Corto and the Eternal Tango Quintet playing Michelangelo 70 by Astor Piazzolla. Hector Del Corto and the Eternal Tango Quintet. Thank you all very much for coming in today. You can catch them tonight at the Josie Robertson Plaza at Lincoln Center, part of Midsummer Night's Swing. Starts at 6:30. Be there. Thank you. You're listening to Soundcheck on WNYC 93.9 and online at WNYC.org. I'm Chris Bannon sitting in for John Schaefer.